Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Squared Circle Society, our XPW Extreme Invasion show. I am, of course, Flesh Wound Dan, joined by the Tool himself, Producer Todd.
Hello, Dan.
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
How are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Pretty swell. I was properly entertained last night.
Yeah, I watched a lot of wrestling yesterday. I don't know why.
You had a fucking mark out day, and that seemed pretty cool.
I'm shocked they made it. Of course, the only show I watched live was XPW, then the other ones.
See,
and I was going to talk about, I can't rate them. You know, XPW is going to be my favorite of the three. But I will say this from the top of the show. The deathmatch tournament had the least amount of like tubes and deathmatch stuff. So
that was the invitational?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which show, just for people unfamiliar?
Oh, the Nick Gage Invitational. There was more carnage in the other two shows.
That's cool.
I think you watched more wrestling last night than you've watched in the last year, probably.
I think you're
100%. In one day? Absolutely, for sure. I was like, Todd's really still going? Right on.
I've never watched that much wrestling in one day in my life, and that includes WrestleMania 2000, that all-day bullshit. But
the eight-nine-hour wrestling.
Yes. Probably smartened up and broken into 2 days, like Kingdom or whatever the fuck it's called. I'm still tired. I had to fucking work two full shifts and watch XPW. So, but it's XPW. I'm willing to love that shit.
XPW. I'm gonna mute to tell my dog to shut up. One second.
Right. In German, and he's like, must be black.
Well, he doesn't want you to hear what his dog's name is. That's
a peek behind the veil. Quark. Quark is my dog.
I think it's NCK. That's his dog's name.
Oh, it's messed up. I didn't name him after a certain wrestler that we'll be talking about tonight. That would be fucked up. But with that being said, just before we get into the show in general, because I don't think we did it last time, and I think it's kind of, you know, warrants talking about, because I think more people should be watching it, is XPW TV, which...
Oh, now that Dan's cut up, he's going to get on the horse.
I fucking put that fucking shit over every time, but Dan watches two episodes.
now it's a thing.
Because he's, Dan, like, he's like marking out about the segment in the middle on the Mega Maga stuff, like... Whoa, they have this great... I'm like, motherfucker, they played that on TV 3 weeks ago.
My fault
you didn't watch it.
Fuck you, Todd. Mega Maga is going to be the next NWO.
Let's go, Brandon.
It's going to eclipse Bullet Club. It is going to be like wrestling's greatest faction.
There's only one faction it can't beat.
Unless he joins I'm with you, the Black Army. But honestly,
see, I knew Pugs do.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I think it will. I think it might be the next.
Well, yeah. Well, you hear of a certain side.
That's fucked up. But yeah, we said this really the last couple shows, but I think now, like, I don't think they're missing anything anymore. Like, it is just XPW of old now.
We found the groove, yeah.
Yeah, totally found the groove.
Some of us were patient enough to wait for it to fit, slide right in, but you're fucking ramming it in. I think
about a year ago this week.
Go figure. It's finding a whole company, finding their fucking feet. It takes a little bit.
I believe if we went back to clips of that, I would say, just hold on, Dan. Give it time.
Well, the first show, I had my criticisms, but now totally where I think we should be.
Foreplay is important, Dan.
The Schlack segment with Veronica Kane under the covers and everything, that was fucking hilarious. Schlack might be, he's got to be top five in wrestling, all of wrestling for me right now. That's how entertaining that guy is.
Yeah, he's a fucking gem.
He's, I mean, legitimately, like, scary as fucking hell. And also hilarious, his promo work, just everything. Schlack is the man, and yeah. I hope he absolutely.
Eric, Eric H Hate 2082, my favorite company. Fuck yeah.
There you go.
Minnesota Vikings, real as fuck TV. It's great to see XPW back. Goddamn right. GXH, end of world. I think it's Jerry. Drake needs to join. Oh, what? Be patient, because Dan's also impatient. He's begging for it. I wanted really bad too.
Slow build.
I just want to piss the fucking world off, or at least America.
I just want the Mega MAGA official, the MAGA powers. Come on.
Munch wins the TV title, maybe. Munch versus Cat.
Oh. Oh, and that's how the Black Army can come fight. Dude, if the Black Army comes out and starts taking knees, like, in protest, hilarious.
I'm just going to say this. So I know, Pugs, you get a little upset when they go to the East.
I do. Fuck the East Coast.
But let me tell you this. What has the East Coast never got?
The Deathmatch Tournament?
Well, yeah, there's that. And they get minimal Rob Black, if you've noticed. He's only been really been on Rebirth.
And also, when I say fuck the East, it's not like a fucking 90s West Coast, East Coast thing. I'm just saying I want my XPW here. I want to be able to go and not travel for it. That, like, on a plane. So before you get your fucking panties in a bunch.
I didn't think it was a bad crowd last night. It wasn't a California crowd, but it wasn't a bad crowd.
I've heard that from a lot of, I think a lot of people, like, it took a minute for the California crowd to really get where they're at.
They're still not to where I want. I think they should be. I'm very critical of the fans. You guys are stupid.
They're getting there, though. I will say that. And yeah. I think that, you know, once they loosen up on the East Coast crowd and realize, come on, the California people that were there, why didn't you fucking show them how the West Coast rocks? I'm a little disappointed.
That's cool that they went out. So props. Real fans.
A little promo kicked in, like, God damn. I was like, I know them. Yeah.
I think every segment now with Rob Black and Will has to be in that closet.
And no Will. I was disappointed. No Rob, no Will. I guess so. You know,
Although Rule's a bit of a rat for ratting on Danny, but
but you know what? You know, Will didn't have to get rid of a clown anymore. He got rid of himself.
He didn't tell. Well, he didn't tell him he was going to go take that to Rob Black, or else he wouldn't have sent the message.
That was send in the clown.
Dude, that was so good.
I mean, it sucks because there's nothing really you could do about that situation, but the way they handled it, I thought was great with Dirty Ron. I haven't paid super close attention. I don't know how long he's supposed to be in prison, I guess, but I guess you never know. You
is it prison or jail? Like, dude, I don't know. He got sentenced.
Dan's already locked him up.
I don't know what the, yeah, I just got the impression that probably going away for a while.
All right. And then I see someone asked about PCO, but he had an injury or something.
Yeah, they posted on the Twitter, like, something very brief. It wasn't super specific. I haven't heard anything about him being injured, at least in
Minnesota Vikings fan was one that asked about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, in the wrestling media. But then again, they don't cover XPW anyway.
I was going to say, what do you hear from the wrestling?
That's what we're here for, right? Except we don't do news.
The one thing that feels like an actual alternative to WWE and they don't cover it. That's ridiculous. But that's why we're here. So,
yeah. Sensitive buttholes.
Fuck, no, Sean Angel wasn't Ross on this show. You got squared.
Dan, are you another beef? First, you got Cool Duder.
You're manufacturing a Cool Duder.
No, I'm not, Dan.
I didn't like went off for movie. Like,
was that on the regular show? Or
I wasn't on the episode, but he did shoot on him, Dan.
I don't understand why he doesn't cut his hair. I just don't get it. That's all. Yeah,
tell him,
Dan. Hair versus
beard match.
You held on to that hair till you couldn't take it anymore. Don't hate on the man for doing to this shit.
I never had.
That's because
I never
he's a real American and he fights for the rights of Americans.
There you go.
That's why Dan's jealous. He's got the look he's wanted since he was 5.
Fuck Dan. What happened with the show? We got a new one.
Well, should we start at the top?
Well, yeah, but Ron.
Yes.
What's his last name?
Co- Wait, what?
Go ahead, Dan. What's his last name? I said
Ron.
Kyle Wilde. Are we
talking? No, not Kyle. Well, new guy first. But
Ron Niemi.
There you go. Fucking awesome. I'll be honest. You can check the chats. I was a little concerned. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like this dude. And then he called his ex-wife a stupid fucking bitch. I'm like, okay, this is going to win me over. And throughout the whole night, I'm like, yeah, him and Kyle fucking rock.
Yeah, I was putting Kyle over first because Kyle Wilde, who was a part of Squared Circle Society back in the day for you long-term.
Still is.
Listener, still is, yes. Yeah, we'll welcome anytime. Welcome anytime. So, yeah, you know, it's weird. Not having Chris Kloss commentating.
I saw quite a few people mention that,
but they were good last night. It's kind of that like, oh, nobody's Jim Ross thing, and they don't give due to other commentators. You know, I think Kyle and Ron actually did a very good job last night.
Fantastic.
So.
I do.
Well,
I
Kyle always kicks ass. I'm never gonna say no. And he is inspired by Joe S. Isles and Chris Kloss, so that rules. And then Ron with the fucking dryer, it just worked. I think they meshed very fucking well.
I only have two complaints. Overuse of fuckery, because that should stay in other promotions. And honestly, and this is going to seem weird coming from me, cut down on the profanity. It makes your announce team... And
you know, I talk like Kevin Smith, so no, I'm all for fucking.
There's that level of professionalism, even if it is XPW. The overuse of profanity, just I don't know. Sometimes
pick your F bombs well. Like,
I'll tell you this: I was talking to someone that
I don't protect my F bombs.
I was talking to someone in the suit, and he said his kid said, why do they think they need to cuss so much? He messaged me. I was like, damn, they are cussing a lot. But
well, if
you grew up in the late 90s.
if you're lit on fire and fall off a stage onto a pile of light tubes, yeah, that warrants a holy fucking shit. But, you know.
And yeah, that's just me nitpicking a minor thing just to be a little critical. I mean, it was a new announce team.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was my only thing. I mean, yes, I miss Kloss a little, but it wasn't a.
When Kyle and I called the Blood Brothers, there was a bunch of I was gonna say it right now, F bombs. So like that does not affect me, but I can see how it can distract some people. Yeah. Fucking idiots! I'm just kidding.
My criticism, just the professionalism thing.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. So
that's probably the most critical.
Moving on to the main show now. Match number one, kicking it off, XPW heavyweight title. Masada taking on show favorite Willie Mack. So this is one, like, I've heard random criticism of XPW from a lot of people that never really truly watched XPW, or maybe they saw Free Fall or something, but never really truly followed the product. There's some damn fine wrestling in XPW. It's not all death matches. And I think Masada and Willie Mack, nice chain wrestling. I thought they had a really good opener. And certainly Masada in particular, I think Willie Mack, but Masada's a damn fine wrestler. Like, that guy can go. He's not one-dimensional. What did you guys think of match number one?
Hold on a second. GXH End of World said, what about number zero? Hardcore three-way. Come on. But there was a... Was that a dark match? Or...
I'm not sure what you're talking about, because I didn't...
Yeah, I'm going to need some clarification on that. But getting back to the Masada Mac match. Yeah. Dan pretty much nailed it with the they can go, but I do want to see a little more violence in with XPW, and it's for the belt, so it should get a little crazier, but I can't complain about anything. It was solid.
Yeah, I think it's important that they, you know.
Motherfucker, I missed a match.
Right, I know. Now we're just
nothing played for a pre-show for me on.
Well, no, it was a prelim on Facebook apparently.
I was
in the group either. Well, that's unfortunate. We missed that. Well, I guess we're gonna have to watch that.
We'll have to watch that later. Yeah, no,
you were worried about profanity earlier. You're about to put me on mute, Todd.
Yeah, no, not to do better. Well, then again, Facebook is like the one thing I don't pay as much attention.
Well, no, I didn't even find this out, Dan, and I'm fucking all over. So yeah, sometimes the group is a little, during shows, it's kind of hard. But right here, 23 hours ago.
All right. Well, at least it's still there, so I can watch it. Can you send me that link so we can all do that?
Yep.
All right. But yeah, Mac and Masada.
God
thoughts?
Damn it.
I know.
I thought it was a really great match. Really showed how diverse it was. Because again, everybody thinks it's just death matches, and no, there's a lot of great character stuff. XPW has. It's not spotty, which is another thing that people that don't really watch it have in their head. I'm like, no, this is not flippy, Young Buck style stuff. This is not what XPW is. So I'm hoping, and I think this was another great show for newbies to tune in that maybe not entirely satisfied with the current state of wrestling. And yeah,
sometimes you can still tune in and enjoy without having to not be satisfied with the rest. There's room for everything, Dan.
Sure, sure. But yeah, I just wanted to point out Masada, fantastic wrestler. And Willie, of course, awesome as well. So Masada goes over Hurricane Rana with the pin.
After talking shit to Rob Black.
Yeah, that was a good promo. Because we do still need to kind of establish Masada a little bit more in XPW. And
Japanese deathmatch tournament icon. Like, I don't think it needs to be established everywhere.
No, but within XPW for sure. Because not everybody, has watched all that awesome shit. But Todd, what did you think of the opener?
I was very happy with it. Nice way to start it off. I get with Krug. Pugs. But yeah, I a little bit more. More, I don't want to say hard hitting because that's not the word I'm trying to say. A little bit more hardcore. But I mean, it was good. I mean, you got great workers with Willie Mack and Masada really showing off. He's not just a deathmatch guy. I think it was a perfect way to kick off the show.
Yeah. It's weird opening with the world title match, but there's
if you're XPW and you can close with the deathmatch championship or king of deathmatch, but either one, it either has to be first or main or first or last. Those are both like pretty big main events.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So
Eric Haight 2082. I feel like Schlack eclipsed Masada as the face and franchise of the company. No disrespect.
Yeah, that's definitely a collision that I think we'll be getting on a big stage.
Hopefully they'll fucking join together when Rob Black reforms the Black Army.
Would you say in the original XPW the deathmatch title also eclipsed the world heavyweight title? So I mean, Supreme is the face of the brand, it felt like.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Supreme was the face, but I don't know, because they treated the belt like it was the shit. But well, Supreme
they treated all the titles. Look at the TV title back then. I mean, the tag titles was the only one they didn't have that.
I do miss that. Like, Mega Maga Power. But yeah. I would say sure.
Aside from the obvious, who else would you have join the Maga faction
now? You want?
Can I join?
I have one that
Caesar.
We'll talk. Well, Caesar, Caesar would be awesome. But I was gonna say Fern Owens.
Fuck yeah!
Would he not rock in the Mega Mag faction?
Oh yeah, that would be.
I think that's somebody they should look into. Anyways, though, but staying on track, match number two, we get. The greatest ECW wrestler of all time. Colin Delaney taking on Kit Osborne. And I wasn't like super familiar with Kit Osborne. I think I have watched a couple of his matches. I know Kruger's very high.
I got shame for not knowing him.
I wasn't 100% sure. And I think I must be thinking of somebody else. I thought I saw him on AEW Dark or some enhancement stuff for WWE, but maybe not. But yeah, this was another one. Just a really good, just fun match. I wish we could see more of Colin Delaney in XPW. I don't know right now. He's worth the flyout. Yeah, that's but I think he might be worth a flyout.
You know, there's only one person that we want flown out from the East Coast, but we'll get to his match later.
Absolutely. But
be good, Pugs. I'm telling you now.
I will. I'm looking for a job. I definitely will behave.
It is funny. I actually enjoyed, in all seriousness, his ECW run. I thought the storyline with Tommy Dreamer was pretty cool and could have, you know, again, obviously there were booking decisions with ECW that weren't so great, but I did enjoy that. So I would not mind seeing either of these guys be regulars. I don't have like an emotional connection to this match because I'm not too sure. Is it just a match and neither one of these guys are going to be regulars, but I enjoyed it. I think both were good enough for that by far. What did you guys think?
I hope they become regulars. I was highly entertained. They went all over. I honestly did not expect this match to be as good as it was. That's my bad. It's because I'm not too familiar with either one of these gentlemen. Because when he was in ECW, that was when I was kind of checked out of wrestling. I wasn't really like involved. So when I saw him at the Rebirth, I really wasn't familiar with him there either. So. I'm impressed. I want to see more and more Shawn Michaels moves because that was rad.
Yeah, a lot of Ziggler in there too with the zigzag
and can go. Fucking west.
It's hard to live up to those comparisons, but at the same time, if somebody is comparing you to those guys, you know, it's a good thing. Says something. Yeah. But Todd, what did you think of this one? And you want these guys back?
Yeah, I definitely do. I'd love to see them both on the West Coast, but I'm fine if we just see them every other month. I'll be honest.
You know, Colin Delaney T-shirt then.
No, I think he's the gimmick's entertaining. I like what he's doing with the ECW stuff. It fits. It's funny. And they had a solid match, so.
It's too bad the zombie's not still alive, because that would have been like a really cool if they just made an entire faction like Ezekiel Jackson. He's still around. Just those guys.
Only if we get what was his Jesus? I can't think of a America's Most Wanted, his WWE name.
Braden Walker. How do you forget about Braden Walker, Todd?
I know, that tremendous run.
That was an amazing run.
Now, if he gets him in the ECW faction, so.
he might, maybe, shit, he could have been, you know, the guy in overalls in Mega MAGA. That could be
Damn. Dan fat shaming early on. You know, he is the picture of fitness. So
I am the picture of fitness. You know, it's six pack. You just don't see it because I'm always sitting down.
It's under the keg.
But yes. Kit gets the win, zigzag, followed by a tap out. Another good match. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if we get more of these guys. I think they both would fit. Although I get these I get a strong vibe Kit may get signed somewhere in the not too distant future.
Why do you put it in that tone? Like, I know we want him here, but good for him.
Good for him. Pat on the back.
Yeah, hey, you sold out, chant ready.
Yeah. All right. So match number three.
I'm still mad about that triple threat, Dave. Don't be saying that.
Didn't start out as a triple threat.
I flipped my notes, but yes, Jody Threat versus Sage Sin Supreme versus I'm sorry. Fuck, that's why I crossed it out. My head.
Okay, what's going on?
Jody Threat versus Mother Endless.
There you go.
We missed one, then we crossed one out. Yeah. So
I don't even know what Dan's. This is why I should have asked. I asked Dan, you got your notes sorted out? He's like, yeah.
I do. Match number three, Jody Threat taking on Mother Endless. So I got to ask, are either of you familiar with Mother Endless?
No, this was my first time.
Okay.
Yeah, very first time. I liked your entrance music. I do like Danzig. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it's a case of not being familiar and not being entirely sure what she's going for with the gimmick for me. I am familiar with
Jody. I heard Danzig, so it's got to be some like dark, evil presence type bullshit.
Sure, sure. Needs a little work, not going to lie. Jody Threat is actually a really good worker. I have seen a lot of her stuff.
She just got a thing with AEW, her and Athena, like, I guess, threw down, and it was too rough. I'm like, Jody Threat wrestles in XPW. She's all right.
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to see. Was the match on, like, Dark or something?
I think it's on Dark or Elevation, one of those. I haven't seen it. I didn't care.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I like Jody Threat's work a lot. You can tell Jody leading this match. Mother Endless is not quite where she should be, but you know, hey, I'm totally unfamiliar. I'm assuming hasn't been around that long. Yeah, I think Jody carried her through a decent match. I love the finish with the through the door in the corner with the fireman's carry. And what did you guys think of this one?
Todd, you want to go first?
This was a solid match. I mean, it wasn't my favorite of the night, but like you said, it did feel like Mother Endless needed a little more work. But overall, I mean, it was a decent match. I mean, it wasn't bad by any means, just not one of my favorites.
You know what? They need to bring in butt stuff.
You know what's funny? And this is like off topic, and I don't agree with that. I'll tell you.
We need butt stuff in XPW.
Yeah, you know what? See, that was the problem with her in UEW, too. It's so tame. That's not shocking to these crowds. Yeah. If her name's Asshole Pounding, maybe, but butt stuff, no. It's shocking to
a gaping Gabrielle.
It's shocking to a PG
crowd. Gape and Gabby. You can rebrand it.
It's shocking to a PG crowd, but to a hardcore crowd, fucking butt stuff's fucking yay. Unless she's actually giving out butt stuff to the crowd. No one gives a shit. Sorry if you're listening.
Do you want me to make time? Like, I can gross you out right now, dude.
Prolapse no, Peggy. No. But what kind of Peggy?
Yeah,
that's the mystery. They them's.
Opening match, you get a "We want butt stuff" chant. Like, it'd be fun.
Of course.
And then, you know, like a Jody Threat would squash her in about a minute, but you know, work be fun. So
I hope they build up Jody Threat more. I would like to see her go for the female belt whenever she comes around. I'm just gonna act like I'm annoyed, like Rob Black is.
That's the person's belt.
No, not the fight TV.
I know I wasn't.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah, you know what? I'm gonna just say it now. The intergender match graphic on last week's XPW TV with the question mark for the Drake and Hard Body match had me rolling.
I'll save my thoughts for that, but yeah, very strong opinions. But yeah, this is, you know, relatively quick match and nothing offensive. I do think Jody's fantastic. Another one I'd like to see stick around, maybe, you know, advance her character a little bit. I think she's one that would benefit from more like time on XPW TV, and you know, just like, who is Jody Threat? Like, I think, you know, build that up. Mother Endless, obviously still learning, but this was by no means a mess of a match or anything. Just, you know,
I like fun Mother finish. Endless looks, so yeah. That's one part's done. Keep going.
Yeah, she's got the look.
I just followed her on Facebook, so
there we go. So I'm sure we'll see some cool stuff from her in the future. Jody Threat goes over there, and now match number four, which was what was confusing me. We have
don't be an asshole, Dan.
We have Do we call him Hard Body now or just the Body?
I think he's Hard Body.
Yeah, okay, but he said
that promo, and I was like, okay, is that a get? Oh. So we'll just call him Hard Body for now, taking on the Soul Taker. The Soul Taker. And
am I allowed to say it on the show, or should we just?
No, you're not allowed to say it on the show.
I'm not asking you, white man.
We'll just hold off on that. If you want to do it, we can drop the NT. Speaking of, we do have NC's favorite wrestler now.
Soul Taker.
NC loves some NT. So
he's wiping the glare off his eyes.
He's saluting him, I think.
No, that's what he's doing. Hell yeah.
Soul Taker is NC approved.
I know he's got, a pallbearer, technically, but he doesn't have a pallbearer in XPW. So, Pugs, I want to put it out in the universe. You got to be his pallbearer. It's got to happen.
Oh, yeah. Brother Paul. With an A.
it's got to happen. But first off, Hard Body, I think, is fantastic.
He is winning me the fuck over. When he first showed up on TV at like the park or whatever it was, I'm like, this guy's kind of, he's annoying, but like now the annoyance is in a really good way. I like him. He's tough. Drake put him over pretty well, and I know Dan, you don't have a problem with that, but he wasn't lying because Hard Body's pretty fucking good. Go ahead.
I have just context. I had an issue with padding on the back after a match when the character doesn't warrant it.
It works because they were trying. You're right, Dan.
I get it. I am right. Fuck you, Dan. So, anyways, this does turn into a.
Sorry, Rob. Threat. Dan can book better than you. Never mind.
I can't even
thumbs up to your book. So Sexy Eddie comes out, legend, of course, who I haven't personally seen in a while because I don't keep up as much as I probably should with like GCW.
Maybe you'll get shamed for it too.
So that was cool. We get a triple threat. All three of these guys scream XPW. Hard Body I want on every show. Without a doubt, like if we can,
GXH in the world. There you go. I heard Hard Body is coming on December 10th. Merry Christmas.
There we go. Yeah, he should be. He delivers in ring. He delivers with his character stuff. He's amazing. The pronoun promo, fantastic. Just everything about this match. Soul Taker, the No Souls Matter shirt, all of that. That's just hilarious. We get a dick bite spot that I'm sure somebody was jumping out of their Jungle Cruise outfit.
Dropped a lollipop.
We get some butt stuff in the corner of a different variety. This match was just a blast. It really was.
I didn't expect it to be as funny as it was. That caught me off guard.
Yeah. Funny, also brutal. I still, I've seen it before with Necro Butcher, obviously, but anytime there's bare feet and fucking tacks, that visual is still, like, just gets me. The double choke slam through the glass door was really cool.
That annoyed me. You can't lift this 80-pound man. He's probably more than 80 pounds. I'm like, get him up there. Slam his ass. He's used to it.
So yeah, what did you guys think? Because I love this from beginning to end. This was just so entertaining.
Go for it, Todd.
Well, as you already know, NC approved, so it's also Todd approved. Yeah, this was a good one. I miss characters like this. While Soul Taker is not an XPW like original like creation, it fits so perfectly. It helps with the feeling of the old school XPW.
Say my name. What is my name?
Yeah. I still want him to face Human Tornado for one reason. But yeah, no, this is a great match.
Great characters in this match. Again, I was shocked how funny it was, but how still how like well it was put together. Big fan. I'm gonna say at least one time because I give you guys crap for not doing it. Nigger Taker's the shit, and I want to see him with a belt eventually. Him coming out and having that deep voice, the cool shovel. Yeah, it just works for me because we all know here I am a gigantic Undertaker fan. So just having him come out like that, he's the shit. Shit, I lost my train of thought because I was really annoyed that we can't. I'm being censored.
Dan's already like typing in the private chat. Dan, I already noted it.
I do want to get a chant over on the December 10th, and we'll wait for that. Todd, I'll send it to you right now. More of this. It was just surprisingly entertaining. And again, I shouldn't be surprised because XPW, they're always entertaining, but they mesh so well together. I wouldn't mind a rematch of all three.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm fine with all three as being on every show. Something like Soul Taker, like you might have to, at some point, you probably will have to modify that gimmick. Like, you can't necessarily do that forever, but it's entertaining as hell right now. And I think, roll with it. At least to the point where we get his cane. And I don't know who or what that looks like.
It's Pim Daddy Kane, but... dude. Come on. Like, I am fucking full of these. I'm good and bad. I'm here.
Oh, yes. Soul Taker Kane's alive. I need to just, at least
go instead of, for Paul Bear. Oh, shit.
I just got kind of mixed up with what you're saying. I heard old E in there. So now I just want a 40 of old gold instead of an urn.
He pours one out for the fucking fallen homies.
Extreme Invasion, he has to be undefeated. They may have to do a few extreme invasions elsewhere to get him up to 20 something and oh, but it's gotta happen. And then he loses to Cat Martini to lose the streak.
No, come on, it has to be at Halloween in Hells, though. That's the October show, so you got to start it off with next year's.
Okay, all right.
And if that show's not in California, Pugs is not going to be happy.
I don't want to throw it out there, but you may see me there anyway.
My gut says they'll probably get the next Deathmatch show to be. We'll go out for that one, Pugs.
As somebody who doesn't live in, the Northeast or California, it's just the crowd thing. I mean, I'm okay, but I just hope the crowds learn, and there was a little bit of that, I think, on the show, which was positive. California crowd.
Someone was trying to get that chant to go with the Ninja Taker.
I wish I could have been there because I'm sure there was some what the hell?
Are you dark enough to say that? Yeah.
Where's Bubba Ray Dudley to
Dan's pulling out the shoe polish. Yes, I am.
Where's Bully Ray to drag you in the back and have a talk with you sort of moment, which still bothers me. But yes. So Soul Taker gets the win, big jumping tombstone into the tacks. This match, we've said it's enough. Crazy. It's entertaining as fuck. XPW. This is an alternative, and this is more fun than everything that I've seen in wrestling the last few weeks. And that includes the big companies, everything. I had a blast, and that's what it's all about.
Bodies lie motionless. BLM match. It's a fucking last man standing. Come on.
All I'm going to say is, we don't get Soul Taker on the West Coast, we might riot.
There you go.
Pugs is just going to chant it anyway, whether he's there or not. It's going to be like back when CM Punk was missing from WWE. Just every time there's a quiet spot, Pugs is going to chant it.
Yep.
I'm familiar with him, but I haven't seen enough. Has he even done the Druids yet? Is he... like really gone full bore with that.
Should be the I haven't seen him do druids, but
should be the homies instead.
Yeah, but I don't like follow this man's career. I should. I may now.
So I just want to know when he like turns into the badass character. So what would he be?
American black ass.
Just come out in some Dickies.
Button up Dickies. Bandana, black bandana around his wrist.
But you still have to come out to Kid Rock, right?
Dude, I mean, riding the Debo bike from Friday.
See, Dan went with the second one. He went with Kid Rock over Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, I don't know. American Badass. It's hard to top that.
But you got to keep rolling, 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 man.
That's true.
And then you can just have like someone in the back rolling in blunts. Oh, sorry. We're gonna have enough. To run fantasy booking.
Anyway, fantasy booking. Nigga Ticket is approved by Flesh Wound. You go mark it twice. I'm sorry, Todd.
41 minutes.
And... I already got it.
I missed it by a minute for the 40.
Dan's like gonna have a panic attack on air.
That's fine. Next match.
41.
It's like this was avoidable.
All right, next match.
Man, I'm literally writing them down, and I told you. Yeah, I can't see these times when the show's over. Yeah, we'll it disappears.
You got it anyways. So, match number 5 or 6, counting the pre-show we apparently
did. Don't remind us, Dan. We're going to maybe we'll do a watch-along.
XPW Fight TV Championship, where we have our personal favorite, Sage Sin Supreme, taking on Ludark Shaitan with Cat Martini. Or, yeah, I guess technically it's counting as a singles match, even though it was potentially a 2-on-1. What did you guys think of this one? Lots of, we get some.
I don't want to go right to the fucking, like, death match spots, but God damn, that broken glass, that hurt me. Like, fuck, dude. Sage, you all right? But I'm not there to check on her. But before all that, highly entertaining. Kyle walking out with the mic and she kept going, no, but that was funny. And then Ludark and Sage always fucking throw down. Like, I don't think they've ever had a bad match together. Am I speaking incorrectly here? Because... No. Yeah, massively entertaining again.
And we've seen a lot of those live.
Yeah. And Cat Martini is fucking rad. I like that she comes in every now and again and tries to fuck shit up. Most of the time succeeding. Every now and again, you know, you have a slip. I thought she was a great addition to the match, even though she should have been the main opponent. Yeah, Sage and Ludark fucked each other up and yeah, it's just fucking awesome.
She's a really good character. I mean, I'll give her that. Needless to say, there's work that needs to be done in ring. But
Kat needs to learn some ring experience.
What? I'm sure she's in the process. Yeah. You know, like hopefully she'll get there. I mean, you obviously don't want to try and send her out there to have an actual match before she's ready, but. I will, before we get back into the match, which obviously was great, but odds on this one. Could we get like a Lizzie Borden face off? Like, how fucking.
No. I don't think so.
Not possible at all.
I don't think so right now. But, you know, weirder things have happened. But.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what, your wife fighting your ex-wife? I mean, you might, but I mean, you don't want to. Yeah, that's just problematic. That's a headache for no reason.
The possibilities at comedy there are funny. Like,
I agree, but
yeah, as a fan watching it, sure. As a business guy, I don't know if I want to deal with that. And it's like that to affect my personal life. But if there's money to be made, I don't see why they can't be approached.
Yeah, then they both start like teaming up on Rob. Like we get a double suplex spot or something funny. I don't know.
Well, since you brought her up, Lizzie Borden moment. A movie premiere I went to on Friday. Terror Toons 4 had Lizzie Borden in it. She was in it more than I think the last couple. So
mm-hmm. Okay,
oh, that's awesome. It's awesome. 20+ years later, he's still, you know, working with some of the same.
I'll talk about that a little tomorrow.
Okay.
GXH End of the World. She does cons. She has her clothing brand, Rock and Horror.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. She's around. She's cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So yeah, just back to the match. Yeah, they all, Sage and Ludark always just fuck each other up. There's never like a let's take it easy kind of night with those two. We get light tubes to the pussy. We get, you know, all sorts of the barbed wire door spot. The yeah. And look, Kat did take some stuff too. So, you know, credit where credit is due. It's
yeah, Hansel.
Yes, I'm giving credit. What the fuck? Why am I an asshole?
Because you hate women.
The mm-hmm. Yeah, the glass spots and everything, I think, was just insane. Obviously, having had Sage on the show and everything, it's like you always worry a little bit more when you actually know somebody. So you're doing more cringing.
And they did have the old school XPW beds, which I was popping hard for that. Right? Same here, because and the Ron put it over. It's like, oh, I haven't seen that since. I'm like, oh my god, yeah, they haven't brought that back.
I know.
I think they had the XPW logo inside, which is even better.
All I was just thinking, I was like, maybe we should make one by December. It's not hard.
No, it really isn't. That was something that I loved back in the day.
Oh my god, it's so, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it feels like it hurts more. It really does.
And it helps clean up.
It does. I mean, it's still going to go over the place, but yeah.
No, you put it in the ring. It's, yeah,
yeah, definitely.
He does on the West Coast.
Definitely. Make that a regular thing. So,
no, I was sorry. Still stuck on it. And the way they used to do the barbed wire boards or the nail boards, you remember they were on the wooden things wrapped and then they were like bungeed onto the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, I used to love those too. I think I still have half one in the garage.
Yeah, it was, man, that too. I didn't even have that in my notes, but I'm glad you brought it up because, yeah, it's they're back. They're right back where they needed to be, and that was such a huge thing that maybe you're not thinking of. But
yeah, I didn't realize how much I missed it until I saw it. I was like, oh, that's sexy.
Oh, hell yeah. And
December 10th, beds with Christmas lights, etc. Let's go. Fuck yeah.
Now, is this a hope or something that, like, Spen announced we'd miss? But either way, I'm down.
Sounds like a hope. But yeah. Take notes, do it. Look it in.
I want a barbed wire Christmas.
You're right,
tree.
Dan.
I want, yeah, all sorts of things. I'm sorry. I'm fighting a cough. So
I checked on you.
Trying not to choke.
Let me get my fucking stripes on. You okay?
Go ahead and mute yourself and cough, Dan. We'll talk.
I coughed. I'm good. I might cough again. Probably will. But no, barbed wire Christmas tree.
Hold up. Jerry again says, shout out to Chad. Him and his crew made the beds. Fuck yeah, Chad.
Yeah, Chad, we salute you. That added so much. We appreciate the work because yeah, Kat and Ludark get the win. I don't know how far you go with Kat with the TV title. I think there will come a certain point where you know,
that's everybody, Dan,
it'll run its course,
I think she should beat Chaos's run.
Oh, he's not Jerry. My bad.
Oh, okay. Okay. So yeah, I'm cool with it. Who do you think should end it? Because I'm maybe at this point, I'm kind of going with Sage, just circle around to get to that point where she has to have the actual match with Sage and Sage just, you know, obliterates her.
Well, the last time Willie Mack almost pile drove her, so I would say Mack.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's still going to be like a female or intergender type deal. I don't know. I really don't have anyone in mind right now.
Hard body.
Perfect submission.
You don't have to book an intergender.
There you go. I'm all for that. Yeah. I'll let hard body get the belt. I'm fine with that.
Oh, God, they treat it like Goldberg or Gilbert. Or he just goes on a fucking... Well, he's already defeated. Yeah, whatever. He's still a badass.
That's undefeated, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is.
Oh my god, they treat her like Jade Cargill.
I'm telling you now, she's gonna beat Chaos's record.
Well, this kind of actually factors into intermission. Do you have anything else to say about this match?
Yeah. No, it's great. Check it out if you haven't seen it. And I hope Sage and Ludark are okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to have many, many more fantastic matches.
That glass, that bed was far, man. And she slid.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So intermission, but we also do have, they do show some of the awesome Will and Rob stuff. And I don't think I brought it up earlier, so I'm going to bring it up now. I want the Munch January 6th, 8x10s. I want this to happen. I feel like he could probably like buy a new house based on his 8x10 sales, because he can probably release 20 of those damn things, and I will put every single one of them on
their new wallpaper.
Well, Dan, you know what? Maybe we'll print some up just so you for sure get some.
There we go. It's so cool in 2022 that we're getting the Munch again like this. Oh, man.
I'm disappointed he didn't mention that on when we talked to him that he was at the fucking January 6th, because that's amazing. Oh, my God. And Will just like losing his shit, going, I knew it. Going to Rob. Rob losing his shit. Yeah.
He's an insurrectionist.
Then you wonder why I'm disappointed Rob and Will weren't on the show. So good.
Hope they're okay. I don't know if we've checked out. Maybe they weren't well enough to show up. That would suck.
No, I'm sure we would. No. One of the pictures Munch posted, Rob was in the background.
Okay, cool.
So the next match number 6, we get the MAGA Butcher taking on the Bev, Bobby Beverly. So, what did you guys think about this one? Because I'm going to just fanboy out over the faction.
As you should. I think everyone forgets that MAGA Butcher can actually wrestle every now and again. Because starting off, it was I was shocked what they were doing. And then we go into the crowd and like, oh, yeah, there it is. And it's like some of these people don't know to move, which is insane to me. You need to fucking move if you see these big ass men coming to you. Oh, and those two dudes that Ron was shitting on, I hope he knows them. Those big guys, I think called them Neanderthals. that was funny. Solid fucking match. And please continue to have this red wave. No. Fucking just tidal wave over XPW. Love
it. It's all there. XPW is the original red wave.
I'm sure Dan was pissed at Hillbilly taking his spot.
If they ever need another bearded gentleman, I'm just saying. But they should look into Fern Owens. I'm going to throw that out there, but because I think he would be perfect and he cuts an awesome promo. So hope they look into it. Just throwing a name out there. Yeah, it's always nice too to see Necro get a match where he doesn't have to like murder himself every time, because he can do the character stuff, he can wrestle. So every once in a while, I was like, yeah, let's protect this guy. He's still got some insane shit left in him, but
protect the longevity for sure.
Yeah, protect the longevity. I mean, yeah, he's Necro Butcher's done some pretty insane shit over his career.
He's a bad motherfucker. Like, legit. He is a cool dude. Beat the fuck out of cancer and came back and started beating the fuck out of his opponents. Like, come on. Political views aside, this dude is a bad motherfucker.
I wanted so bad that fan at the last show that threw that chair at him. I wanted him to jump the rail so bad and just get the shit knocked out of him, but maybe next time.
Did you mention that, Dan?
I did not. No, it is in my notes. Yes, King of the Death match. GXH, the Bev did win King of the Death match 17 at CZW. Yes, absolutely did. And
did they take the King of the Death match name back, or are we just...
XPW.
They've always had it, though.
No, I know, but that was like an IWA thing only for a while. Now that they're gone, I didn't
know. Really? Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I don't know. They like the. I know. I better behave. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm sure it was Tournament of Death. I'm assuming that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So just got it. I got confused for a minute.
So no lightweights here. They're both severe, big, violent men.
So yes, Necro Butcher gets the win with the tap out.
Maga Butcher.
I'll get there.
We'll get there. You're the biggest fan of the faction, Dan. You should know that, right?
They need to change the graphic though now. Like when he cut that needs to be what's on the flyers. Yeah, that's everything. The problem. Yeah. That's what makes me forget. But yeah, fun match. But more importantly, just excellent just promo character work. I do want to see the PCO match with Necro Butcher though. Because I was very curious to see how they would gel, which I'm sure they would have. It would have been great. And, you know, PCO's Canadian. So, you know, there's a story there that I think would be very funny.
We've seen it on South Park.
you want a totally random thing that I don't believe has ever happened, although it certainly may have. I want to see a Maga Butcher versus Juventud Guerrera feud. How fucking awesome.
Why are you dangling this carrot in front of me, dude? I have so many ideas about that.
Can we just reunite the Mexicals and do it full?
Holy shit. Can you imagine that beatdown and then like super crazy just like fucking moonsaults out of the bleachers and takes everyone out?
Maga Munch, that promo he would cut would be fucking amazing.
Oh my god.
About just like keeping these, I'm gonna reunite your family in this cage or some fucking off the wall offensive crap. Like, make it a cage match. Just, ice.
Oh man.
So, but yeah, I would like to see the PCO match too. They're hard hitting guys. Like, shit out of each other.
PCO is, I think, 54. How the hell is that even possible that he can still do what he can do? That's just wild to me. And I think he just re-signed with Impact, actually, if I'm not mistaken. So still going at that high a level. Yeah, I'd still like to see the match. I hope they can somehow work something out to make the match happen. So moving on to match number 7, another three-way. We get Wax taking on Lucky 13 and Green Phantom. So we do get a pretty insane stage dive with this one that was through a door on the guardrail, which was pretty insane. Lots of blood, lots of gore. I'm not too familiar.
Which one?
with Green Phantom in particular. I mean, somewhat familiar, but not, I haven't watched.
I know Wax is like a CZW OG.
Yeah, Wax is a legend.
Lucky 13, we've seen a few times.
Yeah.
Green Phantom, I'm going to be honest, also a pretty big dude. I didn't realize how big the guy was. Not a big fan of the gimmick that he's working. Feel like, he could do something else there, especially when you're that big. You're, tower over most indie talent.
He wants that Luchasaurus fall off, and that's cool. GXH, End of World. That Wax bump and Green Phantom chair suplex.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everybody in this match could go. There's some really gnarly barbed wire stuff. The stage dive once again was just wild.
This was the match of the night for me. Like, because it caught me off guard. Yeah. These guys, the main event. Awesome.
I think,
but
we know Dan's was the last one was Dan's.
That's true, but I do think this one. I don't want to say came out of nowhere, but it was like these aren't the main dudes we see in XPW. Like, what are you really going to bring to the table? And they fucking set that table on fire and jumped all the way off of the top of the roof onto it. It was awesome.
It really was. It was cool seeing Wax in XPW. Needless to say, you watch this match. More of him in XPW would be great. But yeah, I mean, Green Phantom goes over here. again, you got to give it a minute. I'm crazy. Not super familiar. I'm not loving the gimmick, but I think I do like the talent a lot. So there's that. We'll see where they go with everything. But Todd, what did you think?
I hate when you just throw it to me like we're literally. No, it's fine. It was a good match. I mean, the spots I've already mentioned, you're throwing it to me like a review and it's throwing me off completely.
No, that's okay. I'm just making sure before I move on to the main.
So Todd likes the match.
Yeah, I'm popping in when I got stuff to say. You're not throwing the pugs, then you just throw to me and it confuses me.
My bad. Pugs, what did you think? Fuck you, Todd.
I already said it was a match.
Yeah, I know, that's like, we're not reviewing it. We're having conversations about each match. Stop going to people.
I thought it was a great match. I do want to see a little bit more, again, character stuff with the guys, because right now it was kind of just a match just because I'm not as familiar, but minus Wax being the legend and everything. I am going to stick with that, though. Maybe Green Phantom, different gimmick would benefit him.
I don't know. But you've seen him one time, though, Dan. I mean, we don't even really know the gimmick yet. I mean, the stuff he did on the park stuff that they shot for, for the TV was entertaining. So, and I'm just going to see where it goes. Like, I get what you mean about the character. It is, but we don't really know the character. We just know the look, really, right now. So,
yeah,
I'm going to give it some time to see, because I like his work, like you said. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And he got the win. So what, moving on to the main, I think was the match of the night personally for me. King of the Death Match, 200 Light Tubes Prison King of the Death Match, to be more specific. Schlack taking on Drake Younger. Holy shit. the superplex through the tubes, which I just can't imagine in my head taking that was just insane. I worried a little bit about Drake Younger. The back of his head, dude, like, was split.
That was some thick ass blood, man. Like I didn't see the crack and or the cut, but that was all mucusy. GXH End of World Green is from Canada. He's been in CCW back in the day. He good.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was like Herschel Gordon Lewis looking blood. Like, that shit was like, I was like, oh shit. I mean, I guess he's okay. At least I didn't hear anything after the fact, but goddamn. I also like in the middle of the match, like, we got that small cradle sequence in the glass. I thought that was really cool.
Dude, they opened up with some chain shit. I was like, hey, here we go.
Right? Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, definitely psychology, just like a good death match should have. Drake's got a hell of a frog splash too. One of the greatest deathmatch wrestlers of all time. Well, two of the greatest deathmatch wrestlers of all time going at it. I thought it was an amazing main event. I had a blast. This is my match of the night, but what'd you think?
Yeah, but it lived up to the hype for me, because that's the reason why I gave the other one the match of the night. Cause I'm like, what is this really gonna do? Like, not to be shitty about it, but I expected a certain quality level for this main event, and they did surpass it, but I'm not going to, you know, I was shocked, surprised. GXH End of World. I don't think that was 200 light tubes. Fuck it. I agree.
I know Homeless Jimmy had a legit one, because we counted.
We made it. Yeah.
I'm not saying they didn't. I'm just saying I know there is one.
So. Yeah, prison's a little bit of a strong word. Make it like a cage if that's the case. But these yellow tubes were cool. That looked fucking gnarly. That mucusy blood in the back of Drake's head, that did have me concerned as well. They beat the shit out of each other. They did some fucking rad moves. I can't see anyone not liking this match unless you're like not a deathmatch fan. But you still can find some cool shit in there, because they did a magnificent job. And then at the end, I know you popped fucking hard, because they're teasing now officially the MAGA powers, as Todd likes to say.
It has to be the MAGA powers.
But Drake didn't join in on the beatdown. But I'm I I'm down for a three-way, and then, you know, maybe the Poke of Doom or some shit. Who knows? possibilities are endless. Fantastic match. Bloody, gory, fantastic shit.
Give them all the belts. Give them the death match title. Give them everything. Yeah, you expand the faction. Fern could beat Kat. TV champion. There you go. for those of you not familiar with Fern Owens.
Look him up. He's fucking awesome.
Look him up and
Blackheart. You know,
makes sense. Yeah, man. This was just the perfect show. Another thing I also want to say, because at least for me personally, this is a big issue with a lot of indie shows, is overstaying. You're welcome. This was a shorter show. They got in, they got out. There was no downtime.
Todd said they had four brooms, so that helped.
Yeah. That I really do. I think I didn't count them, but I know the last few LA shows has been like one broom.
They got that shit cleaned up quick. And thumbs up to the crew, because that's a lot of hard work and you helped the show flow better. There's nobody that I think would have been fatigued by the end of this show.
We didn't talk about the chairs being thrown. Those aren't folding chairs. Those are straight up cushiony hard chairs. That made me nervous. I'm like, they're gonna break the wall. Oh shit, they're gonna hit Ludark. No.
I'm pretty sure they did put a little bit of a hole in the wall, actually. It was, I always love watching like people that might have been unfamiliar, you know. I mean, you're assuming people are somewhat used to it, but like maybe that newbie
every show there's at least one person that's their first time, Dan, so not everyone knows, but like read the room.
Yeah, I loved when, like, at the merch table, the ladies, like, kind of ducking as, like, the chairs were getting, like, thrown right near them. That always makes me laugh. But nobody got hurt, so don't want to see anybody get hurt. But, yeah, so Schlack gets the win. More build towards what I'm assuming will be Drake Younger joining the faction, but I suppose they could always surprise us. If he doesn't, they better have somebody big to join it. That's all I gotta say.
They're making you wait. Jeez, patience. That's what's wrong with entertainment nowadays. Y'all bitch and get what you want.
As long as it happens.
The only time it was right was on Sonic the Hedgehog. And they gave it.
How the fuck did we get to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Giving into fandom. That's what Todd's talking about.
Yes.
Because when the eyes were stupid in the beginning, and then they corrected them, and it looks rad. It looks better.
They realized they had the power.
There we go. Well, whatever.
January 6th. Studio. It was a very good show. Eric Haight, 2082.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm really looking forward to the December show when they're back home.
Is it still just called Merry Christmas?
Yeah. I'm telling you. I think we can get it rights to Christmas Cruelty. Come on.
I think so.
Christmas Cruelty,
we will be. We have talked Christmas Cruelty quite a bit on the show.
You got it right here. Well, I have fucking three of them. I haven't given them out yet, but yeah.
Yes, they.
It will be. They may be there on December 10th. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there. So if you want a copy, maybe they can sign. Yeah, very nice gentleman. And this, I think, will be their first death match or first wrestling experience in general. So come check it out.
We figured some death match should be good. And yeah, if you haven't seen Christmas Cruelty, I think the XPW fans, it'll be your type of Christmas horror film.
For sure. And hey, that could be a pretty unique for you horror fans out there too, if they're able to make the show. Can get, you know, your stuff signed. So could be a reason to buy a ticket to XPW aside from the awesome, awesome experience of being there live. Which everybody.
GXH End of World. I got tamales for y'all on December 10th. Let's go. Vamos. Let's go.
There you
Let's
go.
Fucking go.
That's right. Now
we're I'm a fat fuck. I love them all. But if you got a cheese, right here. Gracias.
Oh shit, yeah.
So
now I'm looking for the 10th even more. We'll eat dance.
Maybe I'll be there. You never know.
I dare you.
Probably like 10,000.
Watch Dan surprise everyone. It'll be like, what the fuck? Yeah, but Dan can't get there on his own. Never mind.
He
needs to
pick him up. He joins the Mega Maga faction.
Oh
my God, that'd be hilarious, dude. You take off your adventure hat and you put this one on. It's all dramatic.
Todd's laughing, but I'm pretty sure if I showed up on a show with like that, the MAGA hat, he'd start panicking.
Of course. Oh, well,
No, I wouldn't. I see, Dan, that's the thing. You get all nervous like during this show with Pugs, but the stuff you say that you don't realize is worse that I have
to. I'm dropping the N bomb. What the fuck?
But, Dan. It's not the same.
That's just a word. The meaning behind what you say every now and again.
There's a different intent, Dan.
Well, you'll see when I cut my promo with.
There's no the hate behind Pugs's taker.
Nothing but love, baby.
But yeah, work on getting a cane for Soul Taker.
Who would you?
I don't see it so bad. Okay. I don't really have somebody
doing it.
He just has to wear the red pants instead of the blue pants.
It might be worth having.
Oh, dude, Jimmy Mayhem.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's a big guy.
Didn't he do security for them too? So they kind of know.
That's foot in the door.
There you go.
There you go.
Now I just.
My brain's racing with all these cool things that could happen, but you know, I don't work there.
Yet. We could do a whole show fantasy booking Soul Taker. I think it could be like a
Patreon only.
I'm just gonna pitch it now since he's not here. It could be Kruger and he's like his half brother.
Oh, there's your fucking answer.
Yes.
If Kruger comes back, that's gotta be what
it is. He could just be High Yellow Kane.
Dude. I want Kruger just ripping like a cage door off.
It's just evil Ebony and Ivory. Fuck. We got to do a fucking 23andMe on Kruger. See if he's related to this to Soul Taker. Dude, I want it so bad. I love XPW. Yeah.
Tearing that door off and just tombstoning the Soul Taker.
We're less than a month away from being there.
Thankfully, I'm ready to go now.
I know. Oh yeah, so I watched like 12 hours of wrestling yesterday.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
So it's funny because like the XPW show and the ICW show like ended at the exact same time because I was recording ICW on my computer so I could watch it after. Because they're replay, like you can't rewind on ITV, and the replays are like a day, like 8 hours after it's done. So I wanted to watch it after because I was curious if they were going to talk shit. They did not, that I saw. The show was cool. I mean, it is what it is. It's not storyline driven. It's just shit. But I will, and I'm not even going to talk shit too much shit about it because whatever. There was one funny thing during the Danny D'Amato match, who's the promoter, the one who was talking all the shit. The announce team is actually putting over the fact, like, our owner is the one, like, he's in matches, he's wrestling, that's how much he loves it. I'm like, yeah, he's putting himself fucking over the whole time. I'm like, you putting over the fact he's the owner in matches, winning him, it's not proving to me how badass he is. It's actually doing the opposite. So I thought that was funny. And then these fuckers, like last time ever, they're literally like fucking kicking out of shit that should have killed it. I was like,
that's everywhere, but
no, but yeah. It was bad. Like out of like 8 chairs, like fucking tombstones. Like I was just
don't go for the cover if you have a big that's spot. Just lie there. Try to get up.
It's but anyway, that was a little
funny. Bring that up. Eric Haight 2082. Danny blew the body. That shirt was fucking funny. He blew me one time or whatever. Yeah.
But and then I was seeing the GCW, and it was like I saw more carnage on either of the other two shows. Danny was a chomper and still is. I just thought it was like that was like jumped out of me immediately. I'm like, you're really putting that over? All right.
That's for like a smarten up fan a little bit because a newer person hearing that, like, oh, he owns a company and he wrestles? How cool. Not realizing, hey, Booker, man, I respect you.
That 98% of the people who watch that are smart fans.
I can, like, putting myself, like, if I were a wrestler, I can understand particularly, like, you know, hey, I know I'm somebody I can count on. But you should be losing most of your matches. You know what I mean? Like, I would try and design that to, like, okay, who can I put over and elevate them? Yeah, I'm not big if it's your company,
you also got to keep yourself well, like, big enough to be able to put somebody over. So that
yeah, you got to get a win here and there for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would be the focal point of the company for sure. I just don't think that's the best way to go about it.
And then with the GCW tournament, like, the one I wanted to win was, like, out first.
Ah.
Yeah, you should know who that is. I don't know if I'm spoiling or not, but
no, that's fine. I haven't been able to watch it that one, but I'm assuming it's Big Fucking Joe.
Could be.
Okay. Right. But well, then, he belongs in SPW anyway, so come on.
Right. No, thing. Like, the way that he went out, I was like, are they fucking hating? And the fact the person who won the tournament is the one who said they never work for XPW. I don't know. I could just be reading too much into it, but I got my free trial of Fight Plus to see it, so there I go.
They had some rugby shit on there I wanted to check out, but...
Yeah, I'm good.
I just never seen a whole match.
Unless it's going to be some death match fucking rugby.
Rugby death
match. Is there a rugby player, like, gimmick? Like, not actual former rugby players, because Rich Holland was a rugby player, but, like, someone that uses that shit as their character?
Yes, and I don't think it was anybody notable, but yes, that has been done. I might come up with the name eventually, but it's not coming to me now. Yeah, there was a guy on the East Coast, but I don't think I think he just kind of came and went, wasn't around more than a year or two. Unless he
Eric Hayes saying Cesaro did. Okay, I got to check that out. I don't remember.
Okay, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm a kind of taking it as, like, a full-on.
GXH End of World says Fight Plus is the toilet.
Now we would totally flip our tune if XPW was included in that.
Easy decision. Take my money.
Yes,
but
and so fuck Bleacher Report. I hate that fucking that app site. Whatever they fucking suck. Bleacher Report. I have a hard time every fucking time. Fuck that stupid place.
I only watched them one time, and they did that first free show.
Which one was that?
It was way back. The AEW one, the first one on Bleacher Report was free.
Oh, the charity thing.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was.
I don't know what it's called. That's the only time I've ever watched it.
Okay. But, dude, try it again. Like, you're going to have a bad time. They suck. Fight TV's fucking rad. Even before XPW was on there, I always thought that the way they run their app is fucking great. Bleacher Report can suck dick.
There we go. Pug's love for the Bleacher Report. We already had NC's love for the Taker. There we go.
The Taker.
Well, there's only one Taker working now.
We need to see that same shot with the dick bite spot, though.
Well, you know how hard it was to get NC lined up perfectly.
This is true.
Live, too.
It was live. I could pause. I got some from the front view too, but I thought it was better with him watching it.
you know,
the damn.
not to get into GCW, but I think I like Hardbody a lot better than I like Effie. I don't know about you guys. I'm not a big Effie guy. I don't quite see it.
There's a lot of people over there I don't get. Like I've said, one of their top guys I don't get, and I don't want to say it and get fucking attacked. I don't care. I don't get Nick Gage. Like, I know everyone loves him, but I don't think he's a great worker.
I think that was the name you were going to say.
who did you think it was? I'll tell you.
I didn't know. I just didn't think it was going to be their fucking the face of the company.
I know there could be still some UEW resentment though going from way back. But
I mean, Nick Gage has done some truly insane shit. I respect the guy, but I get what you're saying too.
I don't hate him or anything like that. I don't get why he's so. I don't like even the way the promotion handles. Like you know what? Because like what I said earlier, I think it's the professionalism thing. Like I hate their fucking ring announcer. It's like fucking put on a suit. Look like you're fucking trying to be a ring announcer, not like you're fucking cosplaying Nick Gage. Jesus.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the same.
Not
issue.
A GCW guy.
You don't say.
That's the same issue. Similar issue I have with like Excalibur and AEW. You're not in ring anymore. I respect what you've done in ring, but that's fucking dumb. Don't do the mask gimmick as a commentator. It's coming from
the guy who does a show wearing a fucking hat, dude.
Yeah, but this is like iconic though.
So. Yeah, but it's a signature. Like it's not a big deal. He's not even on camera all that.
It's
all
covering your face. I don't know. I just
so he can go and have a good time not being bugged by fans. Awesome.
I don't like it.
The bank robber with no lucha mask. Okay, then we have Nick does nothing special. It's all objects and some moves. So it's not just me. I mean, I know I have some ill will from them running a fucking show in LA against the fucking Supreme Memorial, so they can still eat a dick.
I didn't realize that was the main beef. Yeah, I got beef with that too. Fuck you.
Yeah, memorial show like that. I get it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, he's had a lot. I mean, Nick Gage has been around since 99, I believe. So, I mean, it's a lot of history there. I don't find him compelling at all. And I think XPW's got a lot of guys that are compelling, as you've seen us run down this show.
Eric Haight, 2082, the masked marauder gimmick failed when he botched the bank robbery.
He got future endeavored for 5 years.
God, now we're going to have his MDK gang all over us.
No, I respect like him. I respect him. I mean, look, if you have.
That's not all they're going to hear. They're going to hear.
Oh, fine, whatever. Pass the prison note. We actually like him. Maybe they'll understand.
Yeah.
All day.
I don't know. I maybe they just need to do something a little different with him. I don't think that's going to happen at this point. GCW in general, I do think is overrated. I don't quite see why so much of the internet wrestling community is on their dick like they are.
It's just like the cool thing to like. There was a lot of hipster fans, especially in LA.
It happened a lot too when Lucha Underground was around. Yeah. All of a sudden, it was the shit. And don't get me wrong, I loved it. You can see me on the show a lot of the times. But I'm like, this is still not the best thing we have. But.
Well, it treated NWA when Corgan took over like the best thing in wrestling for a little while too. But GCW, you know, it could still fade out, but. It's been a little bit now that's been getting all the coverage it's gotten.
I forgot his real name, but if fucking the Funkadactyl or Funkasaurus Rex wants to come join the MAGA, Mega MAGA, I'm in.
Oh, Tyrus?
Honestly, Tyrex, but it's not it.
No, I know. Yeah, that might get confusing. You got Tyrex and Tyrex.
That might force people to acknowledge XPW, I'll say that much, because it does get NWA some hate.
He's got that right-wing political show, so like it's perfect.
Well, by that logic, when's Kane joining?
I don't think Tyrus does anything outside of NWA, though. I could be wrong. Has he done any indie appearances?
Do you know how many tears of joy I would cry if Glenn Jacobs ended up in XPW? I will lose my fucking mind. Dude, you just got me so excited.
We might need to call the nurse. Speaking of which, there were some women missing at the show. We didn't bring that up.
Well, fuck, her neck's all jacked up.
Oh, I was talking about Misha, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Maybe travel... Or maybe. Illness. Hope she's okay. Hope her kid's okay.
didn't hear anything, so, but
yeah,
that's fine. So she's still West Coast exclusive. We'll take what we can get.
She has an interview coming up too with Holly Randall, I believe. I forgot what her show is called, but she interviews a bunch of adult film stars. So pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I know people are going to comment about GCW, but like, again, just getting back, Effie, that's the same gimmick I've seen 100 other guys do. And not that it's just a gimmick, but you know what I mean.
He got it over.
What does he do that's particularly special compared to the rest? Because I don't even think he's the best at that. Like,
well, you know, that's Angel.
Yeah, well, Angel. I there's nothing that stands out about him, and I don't. Again, no disrespect. I'm not saying he's a bad worker or anything. Just I don't get it at all.
That's fine. I don't get CM Punk. Never did.
Well, I don't get CM Punk in 2022. I'll give you that.
I don't get CM Punk throughout his entire career, but everybody else did. So good for them and him.
You know, it's funny. When he first burst onto the scene, like before he was a name, when he first started to get that, like people like, oh, this guy's fantastic. I didn't see it either. I was like, he's good. Once I kind of started to get to see like more of his promo work,
yeah, that's like undeniable.
Yeah, those early like tape trading days, sometimes you didn't get as much of that as you wish you could. And once I saw that, I'm like, okay, I get it. I do get it. So,
mic work, I understand, but everything else, I don't get. But
he had some pretty
famous. And he's in restaurants. Guys. That's why they have them. People like different shit. GXH, End of World. Any last WISP matches for December? I'm having a heart attack.
Any last wish matches for December 10th?
I'll take go for it.
If they can work out the PCO, whatever the PCO situation is, I'd still like to see that match with Necro Butcher.
I'm going to cheat. Masada versus Vampiro. Wasn't that already assigned?
It's announced. What was it? Yeah. I don't really have one, but if they want to do a rematch of that triple threat, I'm down. I'll see that in person.
I'll ask this one specifically. Who would you want to see face the King of the Death match, Slack? And for anyone in the chat, who that's like...
That's currently there or like that can come in?
It's fantasy booking, which I hate, but I'll allow it.
I want.
You could do both if you'd like.
If Kruger comes back, that's the one I want the most.
Well, that's no fair because that'd be all of our men. But I don't think it's going to happen in December.
I want to see Tessa Blanchard join Mega Mega.
Okay. Not my question, but that still works.
That's so, yeah.
Well, she can answer some kind of open challenge.
She like fucks her ass up and she joins Mega Maga. BC Killer. I think it's time he fucking showed up in XPW. Stop fucking around.
I'll accept that. I thought you were going to go with the Taker, but.
No, I want the rematch though. Yeah, yeah, he's cool enough to like. He doesn't need the belt for a while. So
all right, I get that. Yeah, you didn't put Taker the other one belt on him right away.
No, although wait, he
did get it pretty quick. This Tuesday,
got taken away pretty fast too.
I remember being so mad though when that happened. Yeah, PCO. That would be nice if we finally get that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that match. It may have happened before. I don't know if that was like a first time. I mean, those guys have obviously been around a very long time, but at least I've never seen a match between those two. So I think it'd be pretty damn cool.
If they can make it work, I still would like Tremont, but you know, we'll see.
What about the. Who would you like to see? I'll just do an easy one since it's someone. Who would you like to see go against Sage?
Damn.
I'd like to see what was the tall chick's name?
Oh shit, I can't remember.
I want to say Tyler Rex, but that's not right.
No.
Well,
that tall punker chick.
Yeah.
Tyler Rex. Good. Yeah. It could work there.
I
I'm trying to come up with something.
Taya, if she comes back, so then Sage can be the champion.
Yeah, I was going to say that because Taya's going to end up somewhere soon. I think they need to get the belt off of Taya. Probably. I mean, I could be wrong.
I think she comes back around January.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm good with that. Get the belt off Taya. Yeah. I love Taya. She's perfect.
Yeah, she's fucking great.
They got a second one for BC and Soul.
Yeah.
I half
expect, they can team up. Yeah.
I half expect Taya to like be in the Royal Rumble and sign with WWE again in January. So that's just kind of in my head.
We could have the annual women's tournament.
Yeah, I don't want it to be another tournament. So like get the belt off of her because that's gonna happen. Either WWE or AEW or whatever. She's gonna be signed to one or the other, I think.
I like her in XPW. She just needs to show up, man.
Yeah.
She's badass. I love her. And she's cool. She's very nice. But,
no, Taya's awesome. Like I said, I wish XPW could hold on to her, but I just don't. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's just going to work the indies and be perfectly fine. She'll always be in demand.
GXH, end of world. Good review. I share until December 10th. Sage versus Sawyer. That matches. Yes. And thank you very much. Yes.
Sawyer Rex. That's
Sawyer Rex. There you go.
Yeah, she's wrestling Jimmy Lloyd today.
Is that her name? If she's okay to come back, I would like to see that match too.
Which one?
The one that had a bailout last time. I think it's Brittany Snow. Something Snow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Lindsay Snow.
Lindsay Snow. Brittany Snow's a porn star. My bad.
Hey, all welcome.
But Sawyer Rex, now, again, I think still somewhat early in her career, forgive me if I'm wrong, that is potential money down the line. She has an amazing look to her. Like she's one I see going places.
She was in yesterday's Nick Gage Invitational.
Okay.
I would like to see her never mind. Camille, that's right. Her and Camille go at it. They're both really tall, like Amazonian chicks. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it was funny, Camille's last XPW appearance. I don't know if she knew what she was getting into. I thought it was kind of funny. Oh, fuck.
It happens.
The Todd is going to roll his eyes at this one. If you just want like a random, like what the fuck type thing, like open challenge. Afraid. Nick Aldis. He's going to be a free agent. There we go. I know you
like Nick Aldis. I didn't know that.
Todd hates his guts.
He's just kind of, I don't hate his guts. He's just kind of bland and boring to me.
Oh, yeah, he's generic as shit. But
it's like that other one that's stupid one at WWE now.
LA Knight? I was just they're twins.
Eli LA Drift. Knight is fantastic on the mic. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Todd?
Buddy.
He's a great fucking character.
He's fucking stupid as shit.
Oh, I enjoy disagree.
The fuck out of him. Although I'm going to be booing the shit out of him now because it's Bray Wyatt's first fucking program.
I think Nick Aldis would work as sort of like a fuck the deathmatch wrestlers kind of thing.
Oh, a purist type? Well, of course he would. But then, Todd, you're being worked.
That's okay. I'm totally fine with that if it makes sense. But in general, because I'm just going to want to shit on them the whole time, so it works.
There you go. I don't know. WWE never seemed to have a whole lot of interest in him, so.
XPW got me excited about fucking Dexter Lumis, so anything's possible.
I still put the shit out of him, so it didn't work for me.
And now I can be like, I can watch XPW.
I would have been curious to see what XPW would have done with his character, to be honest. I think he would have fit in a lot more than you think.
No, and that's the thing. Like, after who did he capture?
Camille.
That's why they haven't been back.
They're dead, and she's dead in the XPW universe.
Well, I'm just going to say if
I got a segment pitch once you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, no, you can finish. I just
no, go ahead.
You could have had Dexter dragging her out, like burying her, and then he like looks to the side and sees like Pogo, like with a shovel too.
Dana always trying to struggle. Just like a, you know, they can still do that with Soul Taker. Just have like him digging a grave and Pogo's back there in the other one with a little body bag.
I gotta behave because now my dark thoughts are going.
Crawl space deathmatch.
All right, we better get out of here before I have to edit again.
All right, guys, Todd's got enough editing work to do. Good night. Also, if you are, of course, you got a lot of wrestling fans here tonight, be sure to check out all our other shows as well. Like, share, subscribe. Sharing the links is huge, helps the channel grow, so we do appreciate that very, very much. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures, that all starts at just $1. We get pretty crazy on there and talk about everything in the world of horror, random shit. I think we give you your money's worth on Patreon. And once again, Christmas Cruelty Blu-ray, possibly get that signed if you go to XPW in December. And that's all I got. Good night.
Good evening.
I'll see you in Disneyland.